Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing company. An HVAC provider for over 50 years. If you're just finding us today, the Steelers made a roster move. They released off their practice squad former third-round pick DeMarvin Leal, who was a tweener, not big enough to play defensive end.
Not fast enough to play linebacker.
Yep.
And not good enough to play for the Steelers anymore.
And now he is reposting and retweeting and liking things from fans who are blaming the Steelers for his failure here. Like he just retweeted this from Mike. Mike wrote after the news, "This marriage was never going to work. Much like Ziggy Hood and even Javon Hargrave, DeMarvin Leal was a guy playing in the wrong scheme overall. Very good athlete on the defensive line, but Pittsburgh was never the right place for him." And Leal reposted that. So I don't think a...
No reunion in the cards.
I don't think so. Ray Fittipaldo is joining us. Steelers Insider Post-Gazette brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. Ray, do you agree with DeMarvin that he was miscast and misused by the Steelers?
Well, first off, Tony, he was actually on the 53. So.
Oh, never mind. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I mean, this actually brings them back down to 52 now, I believe, which might be noteworthy because they got to make a decision soon on Will Howard. So
interesting.
I know it's not front burner issues for most people, but if you're wondering if Will's going to get stashed on IR or actually get back on the 53, I think that decision might be coming soon. But in terms of Leal, I mean, listen, he didn't make the 53 out of camp. He spent some time on the practice squad, and you know you're right. He is a tweener in this defense, and you know his weight fluctuated. He was up and down. I'm not sure if they asked him to add weight, but you know he could just never find his niche here. And hey, maybe he'll go find his niche somewhere else. But you know it was never going to be here.
In your experience, Ray, will the Steelers look at a situation like this and have Leal's inability to to basically fit into a spot here affect future decisions on future players where they might look for more of a hey, no, this guy is a defined, this is his position, this is his role. We're going to lay off trying to mold him into something that he might not be able to be. Like, do they let that kind of stuff affect future picking?
I don't think so. I mean, back in the day, I mean, they were always projecting outside linebackers, you know, out of college, because it was just a different game back then. They were getting different styles of players. I don't think they're ever going to shy away from that. It was never going to work out here for DeMarvin, because just look at that room. You know, they're going to have to do something with Nick Herbig after the season. I'm guessing they're going to sign him to a long-term deal. Jack Sawyer looks like he's a player. He's going to be around for a long time, too. So those guys are more of your typical 3-4 outside linebackers, with the exception, of Herbig, who's a little bit undersized. You know, they tried, like, DeMarvin was, like, legitimately 295, 300 at one point. And then he went back down to, like, 260, 270. So I don't know if I blame the player, I blame the coach. It was just a bad match from the outset. And, good luck to him. But I don't think it's a particularly big loss for that defense.
Ray, he was a mid-round pick. The Steelers didn't want to trade mid-round picks, evidently, because they stood pat at the deadline. The team they're playing on Sunday had a rash of offensive line injuries. They went out and got a former first-round pick to plug a hole at the deadline. Why did the Steelers suddenly, after an extremely aggressive offseason, after an offseason where they put tons of eggs in this year's basket, why did they all of a sudden say, wait a minute, we can't give up day three picks to make this team better in 2025?
Well, I think they did try, Tony. I don't think – you guys know Omar. He was always going to try to make a move to get this team better if he could, which you also have to know, and, you know, we've had this discussion for months now, is they were not going to give up premium picks because of the 2026 draft. They want those picks in the event that they want to trade up for a quarterback. So they were not going to give up a first. They weren't going to give up a second, or of course, after trading a second for DK Metcalf. Even a third, I think it would have had to have been a great player, like a splash player, to give up a number three. And that just didn't materialize here. So, you know, I know the Chargers went out and got Pennington. They gave up a seventh to get him. I mean, there's guys who are bargain basement type players at the trade deadline, and then there's, you know, more quality guys who cost more. And I just think for that reason, it never got done.
Jacoby Myers, though, just strikes me as somebody that if they had gotten a deal done for him, Ray, and he played well here, they could have inked him up for another contract, which would have made that the calculus there on maybe how much you're giving up a little bit different, because it might lessen the need for a wide receiver or something in next year's draft because you have him in the fold.
Yeah, I mean, next year's draft looks like it's really good for receivers, too, so I don't know that they would necessarily want anyone other than a rental at this point. I mean, I suppose it would depend on the player, right? Like, it's got to be the right circumstance for that to happen. Myers was intriguing. Here's what it comes down to, guys, and we've talked about this before. They are so tight end centric. They believe their best packages are when Darnell Washington is in the game. They also like the Spencer Anderson package. You guys heard Aaron say, we are a better football team when 80 is on the field.
Right.
And they haven't been like your typical spread them out, you know, three wide, four wide team. That's just not who they are because of their personnel. And yeah, you go out and get like a stud receiver, you could change that on the fly, but they didn't do that last year with Mike Williams. I know Mike Williams was at the end, but they have had a hard time assimilating players into their team, into their offense, into their defense at the trade deadline. I wrote about this yesterday, guys. Like, Preston Smith had a sack in his first game, and then he basically disappeared. Mike Williams had a touchdown in his first game, and then he basically disappeared. So
you're like, saying Kyle Duggar's going to end up on a milk carton next week?
I don't know, but, like, Kyle Duggar had to play, and he played well, but I'm not going to sit here and tell he's going to be an all-pro the rest of the season either, you know?
Why do they have such problems assimilating, though? Like, why can't they get these guys? Why is it so tough for them to get them up to speed on what they want them to do?
Well, how many of these trades actually pan out for teams? Like, I'm not going to say it's like it's a crapshoot, but when you acquire guys from different teams that you have really no framework with, like you don't really know who they are. You think you do. You scout them, but you don't know. Sometimes it's just hard. And let's face it, you're in the middle of a season. Aaron has his guys. He feels comfortable with certain guys. Maybe it could have worked, you know, if they brought in one of these bigger names who stayed put. Maybe that would have happened. Maybe not. We'll never know. But I just think looking back to last year, guys, and the experience they had with Williams and Smith, I mean, it didn't work then. There was no guarantees it was going to work out now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I just don't understand then why Omar would making a trade is such a, you know, failing proposition and unlikely to work, you know, why am I getting reports that he was so aggressive? If it's bound to fail, why even put, and then Tomlin's talking about how this is what good teams do. They go out and try to make trades and get deals like that done. If it's a higher fail rate than success rate.
You do it for the right player, and I just don't think they were able to get the right player for the right price. You know, they could have done some deal for somebody for, you know, a swap of a 6 and 7, like they've done in the past.
But Myers is definitively better than everybody but Metcalf, and they'd still have 10 picks in next year's draft. So why not do that? I mean, when I say he's about 10 times better than Roman Wilson, he is. Yeah. I mean, not even close, right? I mean, let's be honest about the situation.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, Roman's had some issues. He's learning on the job. That's not to say he's not going to be a good player down the road. But listen, if you did acquire a guy like Jacoby Myers, you would be stunting his future growth. And maybe you do that if you really think you have a shot at a championship. Maybe you don't if you just want to, you know, try to develop the guys you have and see if these guys can get better as the second half of the season goes on. That's allowed. Like, Roman Wilson wasn't doing anything week 1, week 2. Actually showed some flashes in that Packers game that he could be a better player. Now, you know, take whatever happened in that game. I mean, he made a dumb play, but like Arthur said today, they're not going to give up on the guy just because of one play. He's a third-round pick. They want to develop him, and you know, obviously they decided that was the way to go rather than trading for one of these guys who was on the market.
Ray, who's telling the truth? MVS, who said, oh yeah, like Aaron Rodgers, I think you know the reason I'm here, or Mike Tomlin? No, Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with MVS coming to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure why Mike does that, but you know, I think Aaron, I'm sure he let his feelings be known that this is a guy that he feels comfortable with. And I think within a few weeks, you know, I think we're probably going to see MVS on the 53. The thing that complicates it, guys, is they already dress five receivers, and two of them are pretty much strictly for special teams purposes. And those guys are really good at their job. So I don't know about you, but I don't want to sit down Keyshawn Williams. That guy's electric back there as a returner. And Skowronek is Skowronek. He's your best special teams player, or one of the best, and you're not going to sit him down. So that's where it gets complicated. So I'm not sure how it's going to unfold, what they would have to do to make it work roster-wise. But to me, that's, other than MVS learning the plays and getting in condition, to me, that's the biggest issue as they try to figure that out.
Right. Ray, I just have to ask this follow-up then. You said you think Rodgers probably made his feelings known about MVS and what he thought of him. To what extent do you think the Steelers consulted for Rodgers' opinion as they approach the trade deadline as far as players they might be looking at wide receiver?
I don't think that happens. I think there's a line there between the front office and the coaching staff and even great players. Like, you know, I'm not even sure, maybe this did happen, but I'm not even sure, like, Bill Belichick consulted Tom Brady on personnel moves. And
he probably,
and
if he did, he probably found out what Brady wanted to do and then did the opposite because he had spiteful feelings towards him.
Yeah, I mean, so maybe that goes on in some organizations. I could say with, you know, 99% certainty that does not go on with the Steelers.
Ray, who wins on Sunday?
Man, guys, this is a tough one for me. Steelers actually play well out west against the Chargers. You know, there was that game with Hodges and Phillip Rivers, yep, a few years back, and then, of course, the game in 2021, which was an awesome game to cover. I'm going to go a high-scoring one again. I'm going to say the Chargers win, but I'm going to say it's close. I'm going to say Chargers 28, Steelers 24.
All right, first Chargers pick on the show this week. Thanks, Ray. We'll talk next week.
All right, guys. See you.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. TRT, Total Request Thursday. You pick the topic next, but first.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.